This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That's right. It's time for Country Cousins on Joy. Something seems to have happened to our previous theme tune. So something else was happening. So it's time to get rid of that one and welcome the lovely Damien Stevens Todd into the studio. Hello, Damien. How are you?
Good morning or good afternoon.
Good morning.
Rather,
good.
I'm well.
Well, you've had a big day already, it seems.
I have, but I'm here.
Well, as everyone knows, every single week we catch up with you and talk about all the different things that are happening in regional Victoria for the LGBTIQA plus communities. And there is a lot going on. We had tons last week, but as the weather's getting warmer, there's lots of pride and lots of celebration. So why don't we kick into the first thing that's happening? It's kicking off on Thursday, the 25th of October. It's the Ballarat Scribblers. Tell us a bit about that.
Indeed it is. That is tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night, in fact, at the library in Ballarat. The Ballarat Scribblers get together for a world of writing and honing the craft. Wouldn't that be fun?
That's absolutely wonderful. Now, this happens every month, doesn't it?
It does. It's a friendly writing group for LGBTIQA plus people who are 25 and over. BYO, notebooks, pens and inspiration, and scribble something a bit queer.
Well, if you're a budding queer writer or have just got something to write or say, that sounds like a great night to get along to. And the next event's happening the next day on Friday. It's the Gender Equity in Sunraysia. Let's Achieve It Together. That's happening in Mildura.
Indeed. This is pretty cool. It's right up the northern tip of Victoria, for those who don't know where Mildura is. And it is being held again in the evening, 6 p.m. at the Mildura Rowing Club, a Q&A discussion with special guests, journalist Jane Gilmore, local leaders talking all things gender equity in Sunraysia.
That's absolutely fantastic. It's a great, we really do need to come together and to not just learn more, share where we're at so we can build and make things better, don't we?
Indeed. The LGBTIQ plus highlight there is La Trobe's LGBTIQ plus officer, Gemma Johnson. I'm sure she will have a lot to contribute to that conversation in Mildura.
So if you're in Mildura or the surrounds and feel like getting to that, why don't you jump on down? Now we've got some big events happening. Kicking off first in Daylesford next week at the 1st and 2nd of November, there's the Power of Your Community Forum over two big days, isn't there?
There is, hosted by the ever fabulous Dolly Diamond at the Victoria Park Pavilion in Daylesford. Thursday and Friday, Cobourg Community Health Way Out Program is hosting a two-day symposium.
That's absolutely fantastic. It's a great, great area. It's great that they're doing this and getting people to come together and share ideas, isn't it?
Yes. There'll be a collection of workshops to encourage the creation of building and sharing networks, groups, pathways and information. And it's free. So why not head up to Daylesford next Thursday, Friday?
Why not? Now, happening at the exact same time is Out in the Open, the Out in the Open Festival in Shepparton, which you are very much a part of. Now, the first couple of days of that is a whole lot of forums and workshops as well, isn't it?
It is, yes. There's a forum on LGBTI aged care practice. There's a forum on supporting LGBTI young people and called communities, with a particular focus on intimate partner family violence, and even a panel on preparing for PrEP.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. Yeah, with the guys from PAN, we had Michael on last week talking about that. So if you want to know more about what's going to be a part of that forum, you can always check out our Mad Wednesday podcast that has that information there. But that's not all that happens with Out in the Open Festival, because that's the first couple of days and then it kicks on to another level, doesn't it?
Indeed. The signature event, Carnival Day, on Saturday in the Queen's Gardens, the Dykes on Bikes Melbourne, and all kinds of entertainers, food bands, over 50 stalls, in fact, community organisations right through to tie-dye clothing will be there, emceed by Crystal Ring, before the huge, ever-fabulous Glitz Party, with Sexy Galaxy, Ashley Madison, and a whole lot more drag and surprises on the Saturday night. Well, so
there's tons going on, Shepherd, and if you were thinking of heading on down to the Out and Open Carnival Day, there is actually a bus that's going to be going there from Melbourne. There's a bus heading to Out in the Open hosted by, with Frock Hudson hosting and Freddie the Vic Bears. Mr. Vic Bears, that's the word. I was like, what do we call him? So we'll chuck details to that up on the Country Cousins page. And last but certainly not least, mid-November is the spring migration happening in Yakadanda. Now, where's Yakadanda?
Yakadanda is northeast of Victoria, over near Beechworth, that kind of area over there.
And what's happening with spring migration?
It is. So they are celebrating, as will all of us, not long after the 15th of November, our marriage equality win, if you like. But they'll be their balls will be dropping and they'll be playing bingo, as you will, drags allowed in at the Star Hotel in Yak for Spring Migration Festival.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a whole lot of fun. There seems to be tons going on. It's just the right time to head out and visit your country cousins and share some pride. Now, you can find the details to these events that we've talked about and so much more by heading to Facebook and liking Country Cousins on Joy. That's where all these events are put up. All the details are shared. If you've got an event that's going on, it's a great opportunity to send the details so that they can share it as well. And we can talk about it here each and every week. Isn't that right, Damien?
Sure is. Catch you next week, folks.
We'll catch you next week. That's Jamie and Stephen Todd's Our Country Cousins on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.